Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
Community Radio 106.1 FM. You can also catch these shows on podcast.capitalirish.nz. I'm your host for today, Andrew Kerr. I'd like to welcome a good friend of mine here today, Mr. Nick Swan.
Yeah.
Welcome, Nick. Thanks for coming in.
A pleasure.
Yeah, Nick is a well-known, world-famous in New Zealand in the Irish music scene.
And Gutenberg.
In Gothenburg too, yes. Nick's a very accomplished banjo, mandolin player, singer, guitar player. And I thought it'd be nice to get Nick in today, just for a change from my usual format, and just have a chat with Nick about his kind of musical journey, I guess we'll focus on, his influences, how he got into Irish music, and he's spent quite a bit of time living in Ireland and done lots of recording all over the place. So we're going to play some of his recordings today and talk about the things that he can remember. So next one. So you're born in Wellington, Nick?
Aye, that's right. Yep, in Wellington, yep.
Yep, and so you started off in the... Your musical life, I suppose, started off in the punk scene. Would that be right?
Yeah, that'd be right. Yeah, yeah. Probably in some of the first punk bands in Wellington. Yeah.
Right.
Life in the Fridge Exists and Riot 111.
Yeah.
My Old Man.
Yeah. And there was quite a healthy punk scene back then.
Yes, it was, yeah. There? One stage, it was actually two venues running each weekend at the same time in Wellington, which was pretty amazing for punk music.
Okay. And... your main instrument, probably, would you consider your main instrument to be the banjo?
Mandolin, I reckon.
The mandolin?
Yeah, yeah.
Because a banjo, you know, is often called a punk acoustic instrument. You know, kind of the attitude that comes out of a banjo. Is that what attracted you to the banjo?
Not really, actually, because I started playing the banjo before the mandolin, and I bought one at an auction when I was living in Belfast, and... To me, it was just a way of getting into trad music, because I was starting to play music, trad music with a friend of mine, so I was playing guitar accompaniment,
okay.
A guy called Trio Hagen. But then I really wanted to start learning melodies and stuff. So
this was over in Belfast?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So what year are you looking at? What year are you talking about here?
I think I first went over there about 84, 85, around then.
Okay.
And yeah, it's probably a couple of years after that, sort of. Yeah.
And what attracted you to the trad scene, like musically?
Well, originally I went over there. Like I was more interested in the politics. That was my connection with Ireland. It wasn't so much through music. Like I played with Vincent Burke. Like and we're also putting out a newspaper called Sierra Shit Together, basically just talking about what was going on in Northern Ireland, because it was a bit of a black spot for news in those days.
Mm-hmm.
And we also formed a band, and so we played Cricketers Arms and Cosgrove, sat at the back of the Cambridge. We played big gigs on Paddy's Day at times too. That's when I first got into it. And then two of us went for a holiday to Belfast for a month, except he came back and I stayed for a while. And that's how I started getting into the Irish music stuff there, really. Like, but you know, not just the ballads and the songs, but a few years later into the melody stuff.
Okay. You mentioned Vincent Burke there. I'd like to just give a shout out to Vincent, our good friend, who's a bit poorly at the moment.
And
if he's listening to this show, just that we're all thinking of him. Okay, so that was your first trip to Ireland, yeah?
It lasted about 7 years, though. That was a reasonable size trip.
Okay. So when you got back to New Zealand, obviously, what happened then musically with you?
Came back, and it was I was extremely lucky, I guess. It was, I think Molly's had been open for about 6 months at that point. And I think it was an Irish bar in Auckland, which I'd been to, played at before we actually, before I went to Ireland. But yeah, it was basically the whole Irish bar scene kicked off, and then suddenly the only thing I could do, I've been doing for 7 years, was playing music in Ireland, most of it Irish.
Right.
And then came back to New Zealand, and that was probably one of the few in the country that could play Irish music, sort of. Yeah, so it was pretty timely. Like.
And then the whole Irish pub scene took off.
Yeah, yeah, exactly at the same time, and our band got bigger and bigger, mate.
And yeah, there were memorable days, all right.
Mm.
So of your kind of early musical influences, and this will lead into the first track that we're going, that Nick has selected to play today. Can you tell us a bit about this first track, Nick?
Yeah. It's I remember Vince gave me a cassette tape, and it was where we got a lot of our music and Ourselves Alone, and they had some amazing songs. They were contemporary Irish rebel songs, I guess you'd put them at. But they told a history too. They were they tell you about various incidents that were happening at the time.
And these are this track is they call them Men of No Property.
Yeah, the Men of No Property. Yeah. And it was Brian Moore and I forget, there was a fellow from Derry who I never met. But yeah, I mean, I used to love their music, and it was just because it was very contemporary. It was always quite anarchistic, like, you know, it wasn't the usual Republican ballad you got. You know, this told like stories about you know, particular battles on certain corners. And I mean, I think Brian Moore is the singer in this song. He was I think he was a staunch Marxist in those days, like, but
right.
A couple of them were anarchists. The fiddle player was an anarchist, like, so it was different. It was quite quirky, and that sort of tied into the punk stuff, I guess. Like, and
sure,
yeah. And then I got over there, and I ended up playing next to Brian Moore. In fact,
cool.
I'll tell you that after the song.
Okay, and the song is called.
Song is called.
Freedom Fighter.
The Freedom Fighter.
Freedom Fighters. This is
about a man called Joe McCann, apparently.
Cool. Okay, so this is a track called Freedom Fighter by Men of No Property.
Back streets of the city, out of the darkness came a man, dressed in a dark green battle jacket, with a carbine in his hand. He came to organize the people, told them do not be afraid. If working people stick together, we must win, that's what he said. He wandered through the streets of Belfast, there was a big price on his head. He organized and he taught the people, never two nights in one place dead. Internment came, but they did not take him. Go to the south, his good friend said. Our days of running, they are over. We'll fight at the barricades instead. Then came the night that I will remember, came the night of the market's raid, when two sides of the people's army stood together unafraid. With a small band of his comrades, a regiment he held at bay. All night he fought along the rooftop, that his men they might get away. Down by Joy Street he was walking, the special branch had laid their plan. Soldiers shot him down unarmed. God, they feared that brave young man. They murdered Joe down in the market. The people's friend was lying dead. We'll not forget the words he told us. Organize was what he said.
Okay, so that was a song called Freedom Fighter by a band, The Men of No Property, written by Brian Moore. I've got Nick Swan with me here today, and you said you ended up on stage with Brian Moore or something.
Yeah, well, not on stage, but in a sort of Republican club at a session one Sunday, I think I remember.
Oh, okay.
And I've been over there a wee while because I didn't have a guitar with me when I first went there because it was a month's holiday.
Right.
So my guitar playing got pretty bad progressively. I remember that must have been at least after
Isn't
about a year.
Is it supposed to get better when you play more?
No, but I didn't have a guitar, so I wasn't playing more.
Oh,
yeah, so I could hardly hold a pick at that stage. I do remember from that session. And but anyway, it was passed the guitar around a circle sort of thing. And it was passed to me, so I played the song Cry Murder, which is going to be the next song on this playlist. But and I played that through, and then I passed the guitar on to the next fellow. And he sings a song called The Island Men. And from knowing that, I knew the guy that had written that song had also written Cry Murder. And sometimes it's a bit harder to decipher Belfast accents. And so I actually had to take a bit of liberty with a couple of lines in that song that I didn't quite know what they were. And then to my horror, I found myself, after I realised that he was the author, I basically just invented two lines of a guy's song, like right next to me. Like, you know, I was absolutely horrified. Like, he was a lovely guy. He's a great songwriter. Unfortunately, passed 2011, I think it was, but he's an absolutely stunning songwriter. Christian Moore would do covers of his songs.
And he was from
From Belfast. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Lovely fellow, Brian Moore.
Okay.
In fact, the funny part was too that they were my favourite band when I went over there, and I couldn't find any of their recordings anywhere in Belfast. Mm. You know, they were really hard to get. In fact, actually, the only time I ever got a recording of theirs was in Cuba Street 2 years ago, like 30 years later. But I went over there. It turned out I was there about 2 years, I actually knew three people in the band, and none of them let on to me that they were in the band. That whole time.
Okay. So that recording I was listening to, that was recorded, you said, in late 70s?
Yes, yep. And Peridon Records, I think it was. But luckily, the Smithsonian have reissued it, like they do with a lot of historical recordings. So I'm blown away. I could actually, you can send it to the States and get these quite cheaply.
So the Smithsonian Institute.
Yep, yeah, right. That's right. They're brilliant. Their LPs and CDs are amazing.
Okay, awesome. Hey, so let's continue on your musical journey. So the first kind of band that you got involved with in New Zealand was a band called Ourselves Alone.
Aye, that's right. Yep.
Tell us a bit about
English
about
translation that. Of Sinn Féin.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was basically I'd met it was one of my oldest friends, Vincent, who we mentioned earlier,
mm-hmm.
Vincent Burke, and I was actually going out with the daughter of the woman he was going out with at the time, and
we don't need to talk about that.
That's okay. But we used to spend a lot of time on holiday, and on the first holiday I started playing him a few punk songs like Patrick Fitzgerald and stuff like that, and he was playing me some of these rebel songs, including, you know, Men on No Property songs, and I was just going, great, this is cool. And so after the holiday, we had a month together on a beach. After the holiday, I went back and I ended up being involved with the HWAC and MR committee, and that's when Ourselves Alone started. We started playing different pubs, basically trying to raise money and awareness of the Northern Irish situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then pretty much, I mean, that band went for, we went up and down the country, all over there. We used to do orientation shows for a few years.
And I remember, just to go on a tangent, thinking about Vincent, and he was telling me that he used to make his own poutine and take it around the place.
Aye, yep, he was, yes. Well,
I'm sure
this show isn't long enough to talk about those stories.
No, yeah, well, it just popped into my head.
But I do remember distinctly babysitting is still in the heart of Karori.
Yeah, okay.
And it's luckily that no one knew what poutine smelt like, because it just stank the neighbourhood out.
Yep. Yeah, if anyone's ever smelled poutine, it's a very distinctive
yes.
distinctive odour. Did you do any recording with Ourselves Alone? Or?
Yeah, we did did an album. I think it went out under Ode Records.
Okay.
Same as the Cryomuda one. Basically that was recorded out in EMI. In the days when you produced a LP or a cassette tape. And we did that.
I heard about those things.
yeah. And then not that long after, that's when Vince and also the producer of the aforementioned record, Ourselves Alone record, Lou Oliver, decided that I should do a solo album. Which, to be honest, it was way before I should have been doing an album like that. I think it was...
Why do you say
I'd probably do the maths on the how old I was, but I was too young to do it. You know, I just...
Well, you weren't experienced enough?
Yeah, very inexperienced.
But you do learn a lot from that process, though, right?
Yeah, you do. Yeah. It's just sometimes it's hard hanging net washing out in public.
it's always a good wind in Wellington.
But it was a great project in the end. I had a really good friend, Craig Burridge, at the time, who Lou and Vince came up with the concept, but Craig actually hired all these guys did it for nothing, but suddenly I was playing with this group of musicians who were amazing, like in particular Neil Duncan, who sadly passed.
That's right.
28th of December. He was an amazing saxophone player, amazing player for a lot of instruments. Big part of the Wellington scene for a long time.
I've seen Neil Duncan playing, I saw Neil Duncan playing a few times. Yeah, and he was very impressive musician.
So you, I won't go with that, but basically, whenever the project came together, Ross Burge was another. The well-known drummer from the Mutton Birds and Windy City Strugglers.
Mm-hmm.
He played on it too, and I didn't even know these guys. I'd never met them, and Craig got us together. So, Neil Duncan came in with a toy drum kit and a tenor saxophone, and this is him playing the tenor saxophone.
He was a smart musician, that man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're going to listen to what, Nick? What were we listening to?
The song Cryomuda.
Cryomuda?
Sort of the title of my... 1980s, mid-80s album.
So this is a track from the vaults, you might say.
Indeed.
Yeah. So this is Cry Murder, and the next one.
Light is fading now. The sun begins to rise, and armored police, like beetles, creep as factory whistles blow. Workers hurry to the mill. Another day begun in Belfast, August 69, with terror of the gun. Rows of red brick houses, the soldiers charred and burned. Back, there's no lace curtains now. An oracle from the distant past, impervious to pain, sweat and bricks and human skill will raise them. From my flat above the street I stare and curse my newfound home. No human skill will raise my love to bloom into a man. Shot by cowards in his bed at the tender age of nine. Cry murder, my child Patrick's dead in Belfast 69.
So that was a track called Crime Murder, sung by Nicholas Swan, written by Brian Moore.
Yeah, well. Pretty sure it was him. Yeah.
Yeah. That long note that we heard towards the end there, that was Mr. Neil Duncan on the saxophone.
I can't believe the lungs he had on him. Like, I think at the same time, because it was all first take stuff, and we were standing in there holding our own breaths in the control room. And yes, one of no one passed out.
yeah.
An amazing man and an amazing musician.
Yeah, I was privileged to have met him briefly, but yeah, no, it was a pleasure to see him perform.
And he played in an Irish band called Blarney Rubble.
Someone was thinking about that name, wasn't they? Blarney Rubble, cool. Hey, so we've got a little bit of time left, Nick. So can we just touch on a little bit of your time in Ireland after you moved out of Belfast? And then we'll move into the last track, which is an original song by Nick. So after Belfast, then you moved?
Yeah, after about 3 years, I think I moved out a bit more rurally in Castlewellan and around that, the environments there.
Is that a bit more rurally or very rurally?
A little bit. Castlewellan is actually a town, like, you know, like after that I moved up to the top of Slieve Croob, and that was really very, really rural. But yeah, basically, and that's what the subject of the song was about. I had to record a song for, we had an underground poet musicians collective, and we put out these cassettes called Reel to Reel in Belfast, and I was supposed to write a song. I think I wrote this 2 weeks before the recording, basically about the wondering about moving out into the country, and also I think the last person to be killed by a plastic bullet, just to cheer things up.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the nature of things at the time over there. Okay, so this track is called Waiting for Mushrooms.
That's right. Yeah.
It's been great having you in here, Nick.
Thanks, Andy.
So Mr. Nick Swan, I would like to thank everybody. Thanks all the listeners. We'll finish up with this tune. And have a good week, and let's talk a good booger.
I'm sitting here restlessly. Face in the window, it's almost as if you're here. There's been trouble in Belfast, but life remains quiet down here. So I'll write you these few lines tonight while my mind is still clear. just day by day. The nights are getting long, there's a dampness that's filling the air. Well, I've been drinking, walking in a curse, making great plans, mostly just sitting here waiting for mushrooms to grow. From the forest come the shadows, dark in the soil. From the sky comes the rain, the falls gentle and clear. But there are streets that are filled with the darkness, the thunder of birds. Their rain is a rain of fire, plastic and blood. Last night as I slept here in the shadow of morn, a young boy lay on the road with a wound to his chest. And as the sunlight touches the height of sleep's languor's peak, been dispersed, but the anger still hangs in the air.
You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.